Anne-Marie Barker, leader of Woking Council.
And we're here in the Education Centre at St Peter's Hospital. You're saying this is a part of the hospital you haven't visited before?
That's right, yes. Never been in here before. Been to many other parts of the hospital for various reasons, but it's great to see in here. It seems to be a fantastic facility generally, and today we've got a number of people showing us their contribution to health in Surrey.
So what have you seen when you've been walking around today then?
So we've seen a number of the support groups that are available. Seen people encouraging people to become members of the St Peter's Trust, which I think is a very positive, good thing to do. I know they're particularly looking for young people. So my daughter has just signed up as a member, as a young person. So anywhere between 14 and 24, they're looking people to sign up to that and become members and learn more and input into how the Trust delivers its services.
Okay. That's really important, isn't it, I suppose, just to kind of have your say and have an input into what goes on, because this is a hospital that serves the community. For us in Woking, this is, well, everyone in Woking would have been here at some point, had some contact.
I'm sure most people have been here at some point, yeah, it's really important. And then, of course, there's all the other services here as well. So there's the support services available, there's the mental health services available, there's the carer services available. We've also looked at some fantastic facilities. There's a staff outdoor area, a little garden area that opened earlier this year. Absolutely fabulous. And there's also an area for palliative care patients where they can book out that area, spend time indoor or outdoor, lovely calming, quiet space, water running, where they can sit with family and friends and have some quiet time. Absolutely brilliant.
And what struck me walking around is how passionate everybody is, all the people working for the NHS, and how dedicated they are to what they do.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been great to see so many staff who seem really pleased to be here. I'm sure some of them are here on their usual non-working days to contribute and to promote what they do. It's wonderful.
And what are your thoughts? 75 years of NHS, what are your thoughts on the NHS?
I think the NHS is a real jewel in national life. It's so important to everybody. We need to make sure we keep it and that we fund it properly so it keeps delivering for people.
Hi, I'm Andy Field and I'm chairman of Ashford and St Peter's Hospitals.
And what's your role here?
So I chair the board, so I'm the kind of ultimate buck stops here for the hospitals, working with obviously colleagues on the board and the chief executive in particular.
What's your thoughts about the community day?
I'm absolutely thrilled. This is our second community day. The first one was 2019, before the COVID pandemic. It's just great to see people and young people coming to the hospital. And the big thing is, normally when people come to hospital, they're tense. They're tense because they're visiting somebody who's sick, or they're sick, or they're having a procedure. But now they can come in and just enjoy and look at all the fabulous things that we do here.
Yeah, like myself, I only come here once a year. It's nice to see bits you don't usually see.
Exactly, and people really enjoying themselves. And I'd just like to be a big shout out to our staff who've come in on their day off to set all this up, and all our partners that are here as well, and all our partners in Northwest Surrey are here.
Obviously with COVID, it's been a difficult few years. How's it coping here?
Yeah, so I've been here nearly 6 years now, and I can split it into pre-COVID, COVID and post-COVID. And I have to say that post-COVID is more difficult than COVID was, because we're trying to catch up. We've obviously got the issues of industrial action, which don't help, and finances are very tight.
What's the best part of being part of the NHS?
I think it's a family. I'm absolutely passionately in favour of free healthcare at the point of access, and you know, we've got our tough times and we've got our things that we've got to do, but everybody is really focused on improving things for our patients.
So my name's Adam. I am a paramedic practitioner with South East Coast Ambulance, and I work at Chertsey Ambulance Station.
And how long have you been doing that?
So I've been with this ambulance service for 2 years, and I used to work in London for 6 years before that, and I used to live in Australia before that.
Oh, okay. I wonder where the accent came from. So what sort of led you to do this line of work?
So I've been a paramedic for a while, and I was more interested in how we can keep people at home. So my role in the ambulance service in this van is to keep people at home. So we have lots of different drugs, antibiotics we can give people, we can close wounds at home, we can refer them on. So yeah, it's more about trying to keep people in the community so they don't need to go to hospital if they don't need to.
So if somebody dials 999, then presumably you go through a triage process and you work out which vehicle's best to send and which team's best to come out. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the 999 people will ask you the questions and they will let you know that an ambulance is coming, and then I can look through and see if that's something that I can help you with, or if my colleagues turn up in the big yellow box ambulance, they can then give me a call and say, hey Adam, we think that this person needs some antibiotics, can you come and help them?
Okay, brilliant. And you've got all sorts of kit, so talk me through, what have you got on the ambulance here today?
Yeah, so today on this vehicle we've got our paramedic practitioner kits, which has all of our antibiotics, our painkiller medication, our medications to numb things before we suture them, we have our urine analysis to look at people's urine or test people's urine, and then we have all of our life-saving equipment, like the normal big ambulances, like your defibrillator that will shock somebody, you've got the delivery kit if somebody can't get to hospital in time to give birth, and all of our other life-saving medications in this vehicle.
Okay, and this is the vehicle you drive, or do you kind of mix it up with other vehicles, or is this the main thing?
For me, I mainly drive this van, but if I need to, I can drive the larger ones that you see.
Okay, so is there a lot of lone working involved in this for you?
In this role, yes, I predominantly work by myself, unless I'm out with colleagues helping them with other things, but yes, predominantly by myself.
Okay. So, I mean, how do you deal with, the nature of your job? You're going to face a lot of trauma, you're going to face a lot of, a lot of stuff, so how do you deal with that?
So, the service often supports us with that, with mindfulness, and then we have regular check-ins with our managers where we discuss cases and to see check in how we're feeling about them, and then you make sure that you have other interests outside work. So I do things such as exercise and cycling. I live in Surrey now, so I do lots of riding in Surrey to take my mind off work.
Yeah, best place to cycle in Surrey, isn't it? Where do you go cycling?
I enjoy Box Hill mostly.
Okay. Yep. Following in the footsteps of the Olympians. Yeah,
it's pretty standard, pretty basic, but I enjoy it very much.
Brilliant. And what's the best thing for you about working for the NHS?
When people say thank you. That's all it needs. Yeah. I really appreciate people appreciating the service that we provide, and the concept of the NHS. We have something similar in Australia, but not quite the same.
No, I mean, we do take that for granted. You know, we've got this health service on demand when if you need it. I don't think we appreciate it as much as we should sometimes.
Yeah, just a simple thank you. Most of the time, that's all anybody expects. Mm-hmm. And then when you do say thank you, it makes us feel like we've done a really, really good job and that we've actually contributed to your problem, or helped with your problem, I should say.
And I'd imagine there must be some really rewarding moments when, you turn a potentially life-saving situation, you turn it around and that person survives, and, that must be just so rewarding for you.
It is, and it's also rewarding to see it on the family's faces.
Yes, of course.
So that they still have a loved one that's still with them, or that they get back to their back to better.
Okay, so if anyone's thinking of going into this line of work, I mean, how would you go about becoming an ambulance driver and getting involved in this sort of line?
If you're still in school, study hard, do well in your GCSEs and your A-levels, and go from there. If you're not still in school, you can just simply go onto the South East Coast Ambulance website. There are jobs for people who have never had any experience, and they'll train you from day one all the way through to becoming a paramedic.
Okay. And what qualities do you think someone needs to do this job?
I would say honesty, integrity, and you want the desire to actually want to help somebody.
Yeah, make a difference every day. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And my
yes.
name is Anu. I'm the membership and engagement manager at the Trust.
So talk to me about, becoming a member of the Trust. What does that mean?
Yeah, membership's completely free. It's just a way of us keeping people updated on what's going on, what they can get involved with. We also have health events throughout the year where people can come along and listen to health talks and ask questions. They can also get further involved by becoming a governor, nominate themselves to become a governor, and then put themselves forward for the elections.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like it's important because, obviously people in the community use the hospital, and it's important that local people can, I suppose, get involved and have their say in how it all runs.
Yes, indeed. It's a way of getting your voice heard. So the governors that represent you, they have a close link with board members, and they can put your viewpoints forward to them.
Yeah, and it's good to know as well that people's views are listened to as well, because that's really important.
Yes, indeed. Yes, that's what we're hoping for. And the next chapter is getting more young people involved. So we're looking for anyone over the age of 14 to become a member, with the aim of having a governor in that category, representing the young voice.
And why is that important, do you think, to have younger people involved?
It's just a missing element. We don't have that young voice. And if we're going to include the whole community, we have to include our young people as well.
Brilliant. So it sounds like a really worthwhile thing to do. And how do we find out more and how to become a member?
Yeah, visit our website. Come along today if you're able to. We've got another couple of hours. But yeah, go along to our website. There's a membership tab and you can join quite easily. It takes a few minutes.
Brilliant. And what's the best thing about working for the NHS for you? You know, the NHS's 75th anniversary. What kind of motivates you to come to work every day and, you know, do what you do?
Well, I've worked for the Trust for about 27 years, and I wouldn't have done that if I didn't feel like it was a worthwhile job. I feel very valued, and I enjoy my work.
Hi, my name's Shirley Clifton, and I'm Head of Business and Development at Ashford and St Peter's Hospital.
And you're also heavily involved with the charity work at the hospital, so tell me a bit about that.
So, yeah, part of my role is to look after the charity for the Trust, and we raise money to support patients and staff across the hospital, buying nice-to-have pieces of equipment, furniture, this beautiful garden, you know, all sorts of things just to improve the patients' and staff's lives.
So, yeah, these are things that are really lovely to have and really beneficial, but not sort of the everyday kind of essential stuff that is funded by the main hospital, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it could be a bit of sort of high-tech kit that's above and beyond what we would normally have, or it could be, you know, a nice sofa and rest area for staff, that sort of thing, yeah.
And this lovely garden as well, the Eternal Garden on the grounds of St Peter's Hospital. Now, first time I've been in here, it's really lovely. So tell me a bit about the background of this.
So this was a courtyard, and as you can see, it's been converted into really beautiful outdoor space. It's protected because it's within the actual hospital grounds, and it's for patients to come when they are towards the end of their journey, and they can come into the Eternal Garden. There's it's a safe space for beds. There's an indoor area, and patients can come, you know, be totally under medical supervision, but just spend some time with their families, making lovely memories, spending their last sort of days in a really lovely place.
And that's really important because you know, we know how important fresh air is, and it's a way for people to be out in nature, but to be sort of close to, you know, the hospital and the ward and the clinical environment, but not actually in that. It's kind of a respite from that.
Absolutely, and it doesn't feel medical at all, does it? It literally feels like you're in a beautiful garden. So it's such a lovely space. We've been really lucky to showcase it today, which is fabulous.
Brilliant. And what sort of fundraising? What are you doing for fundraising? How do you raise the money?
So we work with a neighbouring charity. So the League of Friends of St Peter's heavily contributed to this garden, which was brilliant. But we do lots of things. So at the moment, because it's the 75th birthday for the NHS, we've got lots of members of staff doing 75 events for 75 years. So we've got sponsored walks. We've got a dancing performance out the front of the hospital in a moment. We've got people trekking the Three Peaks, all sorts of things. We've had two local schools do Mufti Days and donate their charitable money that they raised to the hospital. So it's been lovely. It's really good.
Brilliant. It's really, really interesting and inspirational to hear how people are, you know, donating, and I guess people will have personal reasons why they're supporting this particular charity.
Yeah, so sometimes it's been that they live locally and it's a hospital they've used themselves. Sometimes, you know, very sadly, it's in memory of someone that's been here and has passed away. But quite often it's just to say thank you. Someone's come in, they've been looked after, and they just want to say thank you to the hospital for looking after them, particularly the staff, and say, you know, or they've noticed, for example, say that the children's playground, a family came in and said, oh, it's looking a bit tired, so they've donated money to improve things. So that happens a lot, yeah.
So people using the hospital come to you and say, oh yeah, this is something that you need to look at, and can you look at it and then help you fight those money? That's really good. Really good. User led then.
Absolutely. And then obviously, you know, people come into the hospital because everybody uses the hospital, and then they've got connections with businesses. So we've actually got some local businesses, and rather than donate money, because obviously we know money's a bit of a challenge at the moment, they're donating time. So we've got volunteers working in the gardens, improving some of our outdoor space. So it's money and time. It's fabulous, yeah.
Brilliant. It must be so rewarding for you to do the job that you do and be involved with all this.
It's really lovely. I've worked in the NHS for 35 years. So for me, it's family. So for me, this is just looking out for each other. It's part of our own well-being to give something back to the community.
Absolutely. So real job satisfaction for you. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, yesterday when I was making lots of cakes for today, I was feeling, oh, I hope it's going to be okay. And as you can see, it's really buzzing. And everyone everyone's really coming into the garden and enjoying it, so it's lovely.
So 75 years of the NHS, for you being part of it for many of those years, what is the best thing about working for the NHS?
I think the NHS is amazing. It looks after you literally from cradle to grave. I know we all get frustrated when you have to wait a long time for an appointment, but you know, if when we need them, when you know our family need them, our loved ones need them, they are there. You have an accident, an ambulance will bring you to hospital, you will be looked after, and that's a guaranteed. And that's not the same everywhere. We just take it for granted.
We do take it for granted, don't we? But it, you know, you look at other countries, and you know, we're lucky to have the NHS, aren't we?
We are so lucky, and every single person gives their all, every single person, every day.
Yeah, and that really comes across walking around today. Just looking at these beautiful cakes and just seeing everyone enjoying the cake, enjoying meeting people and enjoying finding out about the hospital. So, you know, the community day is a great way to engage, isn't it, with the local community?
And it's been so lovely because obviously for the last few years we've all been shut away and everyone's stayed away from the hospitals. So for us it's a really, really lovely way to showcase all the good stuff that we do and how beautiful some of the areas of the hospital are.
Really beautiful. A good way to see the hospital like you may not have experienced it before as well.
Well, quite often, unfortunately, we come to hospital for a bad reason. You know, you're not well or you've had an accident. So if you come on a good day like today, you can really appreciate it.
So if people want to find out more about the charity work and maybe support or find out what you're doing, how do we do that?
So we've got a charity page on the Ashford and St Peter's webpage. We also have a fundraising platform. So if you go on to the Ashford and St Peter's ashfordpeters.com, I think, at NHS, is the webpage, and you go on and there's a charity banner. You click on the charity banner, it will tell you all the things that we've been doing. There's some good news stories, and then there's a big link to our fundraising platform so that you can see other ideas of other fundraising activities people have done and find ways to donate.